Okay, it is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. Roll call, please. I'm sorry. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Now roll call.
Legal.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Daniel.
Here. In front of you, the minutes from our last meeting on August 26th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I didn't have any.
Okay. I'll take a motion.
Make a motion that we accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should believe will sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the SRO Memorandum of Understanding. You'll remember at the last meeting, Gary had said that that they were wanting a five-year extension and that it was basically the same thing, right?
Yeah.
No changes?
Yeah, just a few minor changes.
Like grammatical changes or content changes?
Well, we made the SRO an agent of the school as well.
Okay.
And then just the
but it was really on their side, not on our side.
Correct.
Okay. So this is a Gary already signed it, but for technical purposes, we need to ratify it. So, any questions for Gary about the MOU?
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should with each will sign. It is unanimous. I just before we move on, just want to say I think that's been a great partnership between us and the school. I remember the first conversation we had about SRO, and then it turned into having two SROs, and I think we've just had a really good partnership, and I'm proud of our SROs. Two new SROs, actually, that we have this year. So
they're doing a great job. They're enjoying the job, and I think the school's very pleased with it. I'd like to get a third one at some point. That's in the future.
Yep. Great. Thank you. Okay, next up we have a street closing. This is a retroactive approval. So we were approached, I think, on Friday. Doug Clark, who was on the First Friday Committee and also was in charge of the Wheels of Whitley, if you remember, Wheels of Whitley County, came to us on, I think it was either Thursday or Friday, it was like last week, was it Friday? And asked if we could block off the southern parking spaces right along the courthouse square there for motorcycles to park, kind of do a motorcycle show kind of a thing, because of all the staff members being gone from the county during those hours, I guess Chris, Deputy Chief Anderson, had signed off on it. I didn't find that there was a problem with it. So we approved it, but we do need retroactive approval of it. So if you guys have any questions about that, pretty well squared away. So pretty easy. Okay, I'll make a motion we retroactively approve the street closing permit for motorcycles on Market as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Bills.
All right.
Blazing today.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $548,957.20 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated 9/9/25.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $216,078.14 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated 9/9/25 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $291,800.05. Plus overtime in the amount of $9,246.18 for a total of $301,046.23 for the pay file ending 8/22/2025.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Department head reports, Terry.
Well, we ran into some power issues out at the Eagle Park concession stand, so it's
Present time, we're not installing an air conditioner out there.
Okay.
We're trying to keep everything up, and the wiring seems to be going everywhere, and it's popping breakers, so.
Oops.
It's not working out so well there.
Okay.
Still working on, with the parks department today, on their new software that they're moving to that's in the cloud-based software, so we're looking over, went over equipment that we're going to need to order to replace the equipment we have so they can make that software work in all their different locations.
Questions of Terry? Thank you. Sean?
Are we just continuing changing poles for our pole testing project and working our way east to west, just north of Van Buren, between Van Buren and Jackson, placing all the poles in that pole line there. Guys are making pretty good progress there. So I'm pretty proud of the work they've done. And within another couple of weeks, every one of those poles will be brand new. So. If you're really bored or really into electrical work, take a trip down that alley and see all the new poles through there. Also, I talked to the mayor and I talked with Marcia about kind of a newer process for purchasing. We're looking at buying another bucket truck for our tree truck, which is a 71-foot truck. Typically, what we've done in the past is send the bids out to three different companies for bids. Bucket trucks are very unique in that only one company usually can meet the specs, and so it really limits our ability to get a competitive price, I feel. So there is a state bid process that you can use, eliminates the need of going through three bids. Every piece of that truck is then bid out by the state and approved by the state, and it's in the state of manufacture. So even everything from the air conditioner to the cruise control button, they set the price on it. So we're actually going to save between 5% and 10% on the truck just for that, and then whatever they were charging to come up with all the quotes and everything else and collect the data. So we're working with the state bid approach right now, just waiting to get a quote back, and hopefully the next month or so, and we'll bring that to you. Other than that, day-to-day activities.
Thank you. Questions, Sean? Thank you. Chip?
I keep on saying this trail's like 95% done.
I don't believe you.
I do have, since we have some time, our Three Rivers Barricade is supposed to be in to repaint the lines and everything on Main Street. I don't know if you saw on the news a week or two ago that a gentleman was hit on like Bluffton Road. That was the owner of Three Rivers Barricade. So he's got several broken ribs, and so we're waiting on that. Everything else is just kind of day-to-day. Everything's kind of in a weird hole, but we're getting through it.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm sorry. Trying to work out a... There's another issue. We're having an audio issue. I'm sorry. So it's not that I haven't been paying attention. It's that we're trying to figure out what the audio issue is. So don't take it personally. So questions of Chip. Thank you. Mike?
They started last week. Cleaning well 9, and they finished up Monday. They'll come in and video it to see how it turned out and make sure the screen's clean. If it's not, they'll come in for another round. Today, we started doing the patches.
One down here in front of Ryan Holt and the one over there, Eagle Park and that. So they should be done tonight. And I think we had like 10 others at the same time. We will be done. We'll do our last two of the four that we had to replace, lead lines that we had to replace. We'll do the last two Thursday.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
When will the well be completed?
Well, the cleaning, I'm hoping, is done now, and they're going to video it, and then they'll bring the parts back and put it back together.
Gotcha.
While they got it apart, they rebuild the pump, and they also rebuild the motor, so it's... just like a new well.
Okay, great. Thank you. Question to Mike. Thank you. Gary.
All right, interview process. We had seven applicants go to the informal process yesterday. We narrowed that down to, we got five open spots now, and we're trying to narrow that down to the five, four, whatever we end up with. So getting all the numbers together. Want to get the right people in the right spots, so. Community events, both First Friday and Movie on the Square. we're very successful preparing now for Prison Fest and Public Safety Festival. Tornado sirens, the goal is to get them installed tomorrow. That's what we're being told by Kissinger, that their goal is to get some free time tomorrow to get them up. So we passed the tornado season, but hey, if we get them up, that's good. Code Enforcement Coordinator Scott Leatherman continues to do a good job out there, engaging with residents regarding ordinance violations. His efforts have led to noticeable improvements in several neighborhoods. Community Outreach Deputy Chief Anderson spent the day out at Walmart delivering a safety presentation to all employees on all the shifts, reinforcing the department's commitment to public education and outreach. So doing good things there, and we just continue to plug away, and hopefully we get full staff. Sergeant Woldridge put his resignation in. He's going to the state police, so I want to wish him well in his new endeavors and wish him luck.
So when we do Board of Works interview, just plan on like half a day at this point. Thank you, Gary. Questions? Okay. Thank you. Rosie?
Nothing.
Tom's report is that the new firefighter started yesterday and is working on, I think, two weeks. He's on day shift with different shifts, so he's working with them. Zach and Toby are working on with ESO on the new reporting software and Sierra Wireless systems. There was a fix, and then it had to update and stuff. 107 is down, I believe, in Indianapolis, getting repairs made, and they're working with Convoy Tech about a camera system of some sort, doing minor repairs around the facility, and they also started a pre-planned program where the engine crews go to area businesses and draw up diagrams inside and out to locate utilities and all that kind of good stuff. So they're working on that. Let's see here. Kelly had a crew working to put in the new parking signs in the southeast corner of Market Line for the new ordinance that was passed regarding those parking, the diagonal parking spaces. They replaced 10 feet of sidewalk at the corner of Redstone and Pebble Creek. They are replacing a 5-foot section of sidewalk on East Jackson that was damaged from tree removal last winter. That wasn't a shot at you, Sean, I don't think, so that's good. They received their new F-550, and that'll be the new concrete truck that they use, and then working with the water department on patching areas, and they're obviously doing work orders and running the sweeps or things like that. For Mike Cook, they're still working on the ammonia issue. They do have a meeting today. They had a meeting with IDEM. A facility inspection of some sort was supposed to happen today. I don't know if it did or didn't. They are cleaning the digester now, and so that project is going fairly well. And I think that is, let me see if there's anybody else. I think that is about it. Generally speaking, we are handling a lot of things. Redevelopment Commission today is working on the jail, the former jail thing. I'll talk about it more in council, but as I've said before, those prices came in pretty high, and so I think we're going to pivot and do something a little bit different. Redevelopment Commission will lead that charge. And sat through a webinar today regarding creative municipal revenue sources, because with the state cutting our funding, we have to be creative about how we're going to fund things in the future. And then have multiple meetings coming up this week, but Mary Raver Elementary third graders are coming in on Friday. So that's always a fun time for police and fire and for us. So besides that, I don't think there's anything else unless you have questions of me. So, Dan.
No, I apologize for my golf.
Thank you.
I acknowledge that. It was fun to watch everybody else hit the ball well.
About everybody else, but I appreciate that.
I mean, I had a great time, don't get me wrong, but Yeah, it was fun to watch. Other people play well.
Yeah, I think there's a. There's like two times a year I play golf, and I'm probably unlike most other politicians, but I play golf like twice a year, and that's one among the Trust Local.
That was the second time I've been out this year.
Yeah, it showed. So thanks, Dan. Lisa.
Nope, not Lisa.
Okay, audience. Okay, we have no press. We have one member in the audience that declined, so we will call the meeting adjourned.